You're listening to Up in Country with Sue Bonzel, bringing you rising country artists direct from Nashville. Now let's get this show started. He is a rising country artist here in Nashville with a very incredible story about his career. I'm excited that David Tucker is here. Welcome, David.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
Great. I'm glad that you are here in a lot of different ways. When I say that you are here,
I know.
Yeah. We have to talk about your story.
Yeah.
So you've been playing music and creating music. Last year, a pretty significant event happened. What happened?
Yeah. So we actually put two singles out about 2 years ago, and then we were starting to tour and play some shows and kind of ramping up some momentum, and things were really starting to take place, and it was really a good feeling. But at the same time, I was going through sort of a health crisis, and I was actually in a really terrible car accident, and I was traveling at 85 miles an hour and had hit had a head-on with someone. And so I'd spent about a year a little over a year in recovery, rehabilitating and learning to walk again and learning to just be able to get back to life. And so that was just a total rebuild. And so now being here in this moment and being here physically is
exactly.
A blessing, because I know it was just such a close time to not being.
Yeah, exactly. And know. I hate to, get detailed, but I mean, you had some pretty significant injuries. What happened?
So actually, from my leg down, my knee down it was just kind of disfigured and messed up. And so they were actually able to put it all back together, wow, like somehow. And then my head from like here back was all the way just split. But so other than that, I'd had probably 6 or 7 surgeries and was in the hospital for a while, and just having to kind of completely reshift my life,
wow,
I got airlifted from the accident to actually Louisville Hospital. And so I was up there for a while, and then from that point on, we kind of had to put a hold on music and kind of just focus on my health, and getting me back to up to speed, and so I just feel very blessed to be, like I said, to be here, to be doing this again. It's like a second win, and it's like a second just bringing to do all this stuff. And so yeah, I'm super excited, and everything just has a different perspective and meaning in even now in my life, so it's...
Yeah, has that kind of affected some of your songwriting and that type of thing?
Yeah, for sure. My songwriting, everything is just a different perspective as I've just lived these different pieces of life that I hadn't before, and several different things I didn't understand before, and you had to kind of go through a lot of things to make it reality for yourself. And then having those stories and perspectives to write from now has helped me a lot to be able to relate to people and stuff. And so it's definitely helped me, as a writer and stuff.
So you have a new song called Water It Down.
Water It Down.
With a pretty incredible video, kind of recreating that accident. What was it like for you to film that accident where you were actually reliving what happened to you?
Yeah, it was a really surreal moment. One of my really good best friends, Dalton Sneddon, he was the director on this project. And so having that really good relationship with Dalton, I had come to him about it. I was like, I want to video this song in the right way. I want to tell this story in the right narrative, And together we was like, should we reinvent the wheel and redo the car crash? And so we did. We actually went up to Johnstown, Pennsylvania. It was a really cool area where we did it. I remember when the truck crashed, I remember specifically as I got in when the truck was upside down and we were getting ready to shoot the scene of, me kind of coming to and waking up and crawling out and stuff. And everything, I just remember just like kind of hit me. I remember looking out the windshield and it was just completely shattered, busted, grass, dark, and it just kind of hit me in a split second. Everything kind of came back. And And, you know, but I was so happy to be able to tell that story, you know, and visually tell it, you know, and people can get a glimpse of kind of really reality of what it was like.
Right. And so there is a love interest in this video. Is that true to the what really happened in real life?
No. So actually, I'm glad you said that. So the girl in the video, she actually is supposed to like represent the temptations in life. Mm-hmm. And so and you get to see this on the video, but there's a line of fire that draws between us. And it kind of represents the temptation of bad things in life. Mm-hmm. And that's what you have to walk away from, you know? And so that was for me a representation, and also being able to, you know, include almost like a love story, but you know, a deeper meaning.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, but you know, I just love the way it came to life, and I can't wait for people to see it and check it out. So.
It's a great video. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Like I said, I could feel that, and knowing that you had actually experienced that car accident was like very moving.
Yeah. And you know, like so many people, you know, not everyone has witnessed, you know, or been in a car accident. Everyone has a different thing that's happened to them. But, you know, this song and this video, I think is just kind of a song of perseverance to fight through and to overcome, and, you know, and to just keep powering through. And so I hope people from any kind of, you know, tough time can relate to it.
Right.
So I'm excited for it.
Well, that's great. I love the video. So if you guys haven't watched it, go watch it now. I want to go back just a little bit, kind of prior to when you were, you know, starting to do your music and make that a career.
Yeah.
You were a welder.
Yeah, hey, I was a welder.
And here in Nashville, you know, what is it? The national bird is the crane.
Yeah.
Because it's the building cranes. There's so much building
30
going on.
At all times.
And so you were involved with that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So when I first moved to Nashville, I had gotten my welding degree in like a co-op program at the end of high school and stuff. And so when I moved down here, I'd gotten a job the day I moved down here. And I started welding for this steel company. And so, you know, but that's what I had to do. I had to have a way to make money. So I would weld the skyscrapers, you know, all the steel and stuff all day. And then at nighttime, you know, I would go out and play anywhere I could, Broadway and Midtown and all the different venues. And I did that for, you know, a couple of years when I first moved here. So it was something else. 600 feet in the air, you know, it's a little crazy sometimes.
So you're not scared of heights?
No, I'm not scared of heights.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I got that out of me.
Got that out of the way. Okay. So now we can, as we drive through Nashville, like if we went on a tour with you, you'd be like, I worked on that one, worked on that
Yeah,
one.
That's like my friends like get tired of me saying that. Like we'll go somewhere like, hey, I built that building.
You know, exactly.
Like, oh, yeah. That's funny.
So what's next for you? So you got the new song, you got the video. What's next?
We're actually putting a whole EP out through this year. So I'm excited that... you know, Water It Down is definitely, you know, one of my favorite songs, and it's kind of our first comeback song of this whole, you know, break that we've had and rebuilding all this stuff. But we've got so many more songs coming. We're going to release several singles, and at the end of the year, we're releasing a 6-track EP, and I cannot wait for people to hear the songs we've been working on and writing, the videos that we're going to have. It's really going to be neat, and I'm excited for everyone to hear it, you know. It's been something I've wanted to do for so long, and so having it actually happen is just a really good feeling.
I can see the excitement in your face, and you're just lit up, and I'm sure after your experience last year and coming back from all of that, it means even more.
Yeah, it does. You know, and especially with a different meaning, you know, it's like, out of all things happening, I was still able to stay in Nashville. I was still able to regain things here, you know, after quite a while of having that break. And so I just, all my friends, my team, everyone who's been able to help keep things going has been just a blessing in disguise, you know, that they just, I can't thank them enough. So it's exciting. But yeah, you know, and also we've got, you know, the orchestral video that's coming too for Water It Down. And that's something I've never done either. And it was really kind of cool for me. So you have to go check that one out too.
Okay, good. So. We have homework to be done. So I have one more question before we get to the next part of the show. Who are your big influences? Like who do you love in music? Doesn't have to be a country music musician or a band. Who do you draw your inspiration from?
You know, growing up, my dad always listened to, he would let me hear John Denver songs. And so, like, I think I was very, like, gravitated towards a lot of the ways he writes and plays guitar, acoustic guitar. You know, I always loved John Denver. And but, you know, and I kind of grew up more. I used to love Keith Urban, Brad Paisley, those guitar guys. And then, like, John Mayer, you know, those kind of influences really impacted me coming up. And as a musician, a writer, you know, a style, things like that. And but, you know, I grew up with all sorts of gospel and Christian and rock. And so I got a little bit of it all in there. So
I love it. Those are great. Those are great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a little break.
Hey, everyone. My name is David Tucker, and this is my new single, Water It Down. Hope you all enjoy.
Of the night, can't let them get inside, let them see you in the light. Keep talking like it's all alright, yeah, everything's fine, like there isn't a knife in my back. I'm under attack, take a couple pills, let the world go black. It's a long road, but I ain't letting go. We gotta fight like hell when there's fire in your bones, burning like the devil's got a hold of your soul. On, yeah, gotta be strong, no option. Do whatever it takes to stop digging your grave. You gotta fight like hell, and there's fire in your bones, burning like the devil's got a hold of your soul. Cause you won't let it go, ain't no hiding when you're in the den with the lions fighting. Oh, take it from somebody who knows. Yeah, I got way too close. Chains gonna hold me down, gonna hold me down. Ain't no chains gonna hold me down. Keep on swimming, no, I ain't gonna drown. Ain't no chains gonna hold me down, gonna hold me down. You gotta fight like hell when there's fire in your bones, burning like the devil's got a hold of your soul.
It's truth or truth.
All right, it's time for truth or truth. David, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right.
Let's
everybody
go.
Everybody wins because we get to find out a little bit more about you.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, what we got here? What's the most embarrassing thing you've done in front of a crowd? I mean, probably forget the words.
Okay.
Like, or honestly, I've had that happen once, and I was like, you know, if you just keep going, but I'm trying to think of something else that's funny that's happened. Oh, one time somebody threw their socks on stage.
What?
Yeah, their socks. And I didn't smell them. I just kicked them back off.
I'm glad you told us that you didn't smell them.
I mean, like, he could have just had that bad sting. You're like, gosh, we need to run away.
So you got socks, but no bras or underwear or anything like that.
Yeah, that was probably, I mean, I felt like the underwear would be more like, you know, like, not like, that would be like, okay, I get understand that, but the socks.
Socks seems like, kind of like, does that mean I'm good or does that mean I'm bad?
I'm like, man, like, was I that bad? Like, I guess that's if it stank or not.
I don't know.
With the clean sock, it was good.
Well, it's, you know, and were they cute socks too? That would be my next question.
Yeah.
I'm a sock girl.
No, it was like probably this long and like some... come out of a big boot or something. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, that's a new one. We have not heard that story before, so I like that answer a lot. That's a good one.
Okay, you never know what you're going to get with me. Okay, let's see here. Who did you see at your first concert? Well, I'll never forget it. Lady Antebellum and Sam Hunt and Hunter Hayes.
Nice.
Yeah, you know, it wasn't until my like senior year of high school I went to a big concert. And I remember that was my first country concert. And Lady Antebellum was just
That's crazy cool.
I was like, oh, I love this. I have to do this, right?
Who did you go with?
I went with a friend who got him for me for graduation.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was a gift,
It was
too.
A buddy of mine. Yeah, yeah. And we went. It was cool. A lot of fun. So, yeah, that was a cool time, though.
And then that's when you were like, that's what I'm going to do.
I was literally, yeah, I remember I was like, that's what I want to do.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and then like, I moved to Nashville like probably the next year.
Really?
So, yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so
okay,
yeah.
So story. Lady A, just so you know, you were influential.
Lady A, you're amazing.
I agree. All right, let's do one more.
Okay, let's see here. Truth or truth? What's the best lie you've ever told anyone? Probably... maybe that I don't sing.
You're like, oh no, I'm not a singer.
I'm not a singer. Like, I don't do that. Like, you ever go to those places where you're just like, yeah, I'm going to be totally nonchalant about everything. And you just like keep going on the conversation. Or like one time, this guy I was with one time, he was showing me how to play guitar and he did not know how to play guitar.
Oh, funny.
And so he's sitting there trying to show me these chords, you know, like how to play a G and how to play a C. And I'm like, oh, let me try. And I'm like, yeah, like I make it horrible at first, and I'm like, hold on, wait, I don't think I got that right, and then do something crazy. And he's like, what?
Oh,
you know how to play?
Funny. Like, I was trying to be nice, but nope, yeah. I actually have talent. Yay.
You know, one time, there's a guy that got a date with my sister because he told her he would teach her how to play bass.
Oh.
You know, she would teach him how to play bass. He asked her to teach him how to play bass.
Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
And then... She found out he was like this phenomenal bass player. He was just faking it the whole time,
funny, just
to get to know her and stuff.
But does she know how to play the bass?
Oh, she's wonderful.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And it was hilarious. So anyhow.
Oh, that's a good one. I like it.
Off the story.
Okay, I'll have to think about that. Think about some dating. No, just kidding.
It's a new dating app. It's
right?
Like find a musician.
Exactly. I think it's good. There's some legs to that.
It could probably work here.
We always come up with something, some great idea on this show, and
there
I think that might be the next thing.
We need to bring what's that show? Shark Tank.
Yeah, exactly.
So here's our idea. All right, guys.
Well, they have Farmers Only, right?
And
then they got Christian Mingle.
So now they need Musicians Only.
Musicians Only.
There you
See?
Go. We've done it for you. All the work has been done.
You're welcome.
So
okay. Well, check. Got it. Well, David, thank you so much for joining me and playing music and playing the game. We wish you all the best and make sure you are following David Tucker Jams on all the socials.
Yes.
Thanks for watching Up in Country. Be sure to like and subscribe and leave us a comment. We do new episodes every Tuesday, and be sure to follow Up in Country on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. And you can follow me too, @SueBonzel on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.